Hearth and Talent Radio.
Incorporated on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, second Tuesday of March 2020. Welcome to Facebook Live. Running a little bit late here. Had a couple of technical difficulties as we're moving into the inspirational portion of Facebook Live today. Topic for today's Facebook Live is dream consciousness. And the beauty of a dream, the ability to dream, the ability to be in the present and be able to have a vision of a future while being right here, right now. Now, dreams are what can keep you in the game, and dreams can also disappoint you. So there's a whole skill set in the acquiesce of dreaming and being able to live your dreams, create your dreams, and then have a dream consciousness, meaning so a dream awareness, a dream understanding. Now, dreams are also facilitated by goals, and so the goals are created in increments. So if you dream to own a house, if you dream to own a house on a beach, lakefront property, on a lake, I mean, these are situations. Or if you have a dream car and you've put together a dream board, or as a child you had dreams, or you want to play major league sports, or you wanted to go to a college or a doctor, or any multitude of situations, that is an awesome experience. However, oftentimes dreams get squashed, they get repressed, we forget about our dreams, and we end up settling into averageness or mediocrity. Now, if you are committed to really living a good life, and you are committed to being that person who lives their dreams, then this content is for you. Now, I'm going to give you some really quick insight here in the next 20 minutes, so you can have a better understanding of what is required of you to be able to live your dreams. First of all, when it comes to dreams, they're realistic. Now, I'm going to be contradictory with a lot of people will tell you, and a lot of people, no one's wrong and I'm not right, so, but I'm just going to tell you what I understand, what I teach, is that have realistic dreams. Now, many people have unrealistic dreams and they become disappointed. Now, there are people who say, dream big, you know, shoot for the moon and accept the stars. Well, however you want to do it, but here's what I'm going to assist you with, is have realistic, clearly defined short-term goals and longer-term dreams. So if you have a house dream, a career dream, where you want to live, you have a dream man, a dream woman, you have a soulmate, you have someone that you are seeking to attract, the first situation is clarity. That means a vision of the outcome before you start. And the more you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, that keeps you avoiding your dream, as you begin to let go of that, now you can move into the action of the dream. Now, if your dream was to be a high school coach and you've lived that dream, but that dream didn't pan out the way you wanted it to pan out, and you realize that you're not getting compensated what you're really worth, and you're getting compensated what that job is worth, and you want to go on from being a high school coach to a college coach or a professional coach, or you want to start a business, well, that would be the next level of the dream. And some dreams you've already accomplished, and some dreams are unaccomplished. And it's the unaccomplished dreams and the unrealized dreams that I'm here to assist you to have a better understanding of the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do. As I'm looking over the landscape of who is here this afternoon, Cassiopeia, good to see you on today's call or today's Facebook Live. So being able to dream again. So dreaming is, you have access to it 24/7. You can dream while you're resting, you can dream while you're awake, but there's also the reality of the dream, the realization of the dream, and then the action of the dream. I own dream cars, dream properties, I'm living my dreams. But my dreams are realized by paying the price, putting in I'm toiling into the midnight hours at times, doing what is required to be able to live my dreams. Now, just even today, in the mail, from a private collector, I purchased a 1954 Henry Aaron rookie card. That was a dream. I started to dream about that 2 years ago, and now that card is on my desk. And so these are assets that I've purchased. These were boyhood dreams, part of my baseball card collection, and I'm reliving some of those dreams in a different form. Now, that's not your dream. That your dream is your dream. So if your dream is to fund your children's college free of debt, well, that's a methodical dream, because you require a system to do that. You require setting money aside, profit dollars after the gross of your check, and being able to put money aside systematically over a long period of time, then having really clear distinctions on what the cost of that will be and be able to do that. Now, dreams also are methodical, systemized, organized, and there's details to the dreams. But if you're not that kind of person and you're just a big dreamer and then a bigger avoider, then what you're going to do is be a bigger disappointer. And if your disappointment is big and you're not really in the action of it, then you'll just stay in that loop of anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you learn to let go, separate your feelings from the events that shape them, you move into the action portion. You move into the let go process, and you move into the action portion. And the objective is to create the compounded effect. This is where the results start to trickle in. They trickle in, you start to feel better about yourself. You start to create some incremental goals. You start to see some progress. Your dream strengthens, you say, wow, I can be this person. Now that happened to me in 1996. I crossed that bridge. Now between 1990 and 1995, I was in that process, and I had some measurable accomplishments, but I also had several disappointments in that. It was actually a 7-year period. In that 7-year period, I ended up $100,000 in credit card debt. I really crossed that bridge that next year, 1996, 97, 98. It started to come together for me, and the compounded effect started to take shape. I started to attract to my reality a different type of person than I ever attracted before. That means that the recovery, the sobriety, the books, the events that I'd been attending, all of these situations started to come together that created the compounded effect. The compounded effect is when results begin to quantify. The results quantified, the money started to come in differently. And it wasn't a windfall, it wasn't like the lottery, but it definitely was a different level of energy that was starting to show up. And then I started to develop skills with money that allowed me to live my dreams. I bought my dream home, I was able to pay that off over a period of time. I bought an additional property, started to purchase one car at a time that later became a car collection. So over a 25-year period, I am living my dreams. But I also had 10 years in front of that where the action was in place. Now, what many people want is instant gratification. I don't blame you. I want instant gratification. I want it now, and I want it right now. But also, there's a level of realism that you require to understand when it comes to living your dreams. So if you want to live, if you want to live on a beach, I mean, you have to define where that is. Many people say that I want to live on a beachfront property. Well, do you really have a vehicle? Do you have a vocation? Do you have an inheritance? Do you have assets? Is there a way that you're going to be able to create that situation? And if, I mean, you have to, there's a level of realism that you require to really understand to move into the inner process of that so that you can move into the action that creates the attraction, the traction, the action that creates the attraction that then creates the traction. It means that there's a bonding that starts to happen. And that bonding means you're glued into it. In that, as you become glued into it, you're glued into that process. And you're really in that space where you can begin to live your dream. And as some of you let go of careers, relationships, and you create the detachment, oftentimes it's the detachment that gives you that centrifugal energy to move forward. When you're stuck and you're holding on to someone, some relationship, some career, some town, some city, some house, sometimes a change of scenery can start to create the breakup factor, the breakup factor that creates the breakthrough factor. And the breakthrough is where you start to create the compounded effect. I just coached a client, and she's on watching the Facebook Live today. It's Suzanne Moreska. Suzanne has a tremendous attitude about about her future. Her attitude is absolutely stellar. She's also a best-selling author, just released her first book. Congratulations, Suzanne. Very, very proud of her. But her inspiration, her attitude is going to allow her to live her dreams in the next 2, 5, and 10 years. So in the time frame to live a dream, if it's something that you seek to acquire, depending on what it is, you want to time frame it. So if it's an education for your children, if it's a house you want to purchase, if it's a house you want to pay off, it's free of all debt. I mean, these are situations that you start to dream. So in dreaming, you romance them. So in the romance, there's a salivation. The salivation's in the back of your mouth. In the back of your mouth, it's like, ah. In the back of your mouth, it's that ah factor that you begin to feel, the release of the dopamine that goes, ah. And then you start to feel it, sense it, and you live that dream. I was just telling Suzanne that in my home, I have a steam room. I have a custom steam room in my house. I have a custom steam room in my building. And when I say steam room, I mean like in a real gym where they have a steam room, not a sauna, a steam room. And that was a dream of mine. I started steaming in 1977 at Northwest Missouri State University, and I romanced that. I steamed for years in a gym in a club in Stockton, California called Quail Lakes Athletic Club. I would steam every single day, romancing that someday, somehow, some way, I'm going to have a steam room in my own house. Well, I actually accomplished that dream in 1998. I had it custom built by one of my employees. And then when I bought my next house, I moved that unit over here, and I've had it ever since 2000 in this house, then another one. Now, that was a dream of mine. That was a luxury to have a steam room in my house where I could steam three times a day. Now, a steam room is a place where you can really release some toxin. It's a place that people ask me, do you meditate? No, I don't meditate, I steam. So to me, steam is like a religion because it's absolutely, it's my space. It's my space where I let go, it's my space where I detox. And it is something I do three times a day. I mean, it's a piece of life that I dreamed of, and I created that dream. And it wasn't that it was that expensive, but it's also very unique. Not many people have a steam room in their house. And it's something that I'm in every single day, and I wouldn't want to live life without it because that was my dream. Now, I have dream cars and situations like that, and my dreams have changed. I've sold assets off. I'm moving closer to retirement. So some of my dreams have changed. And so the life I've lived, I unequivocally have been in the action of it. I don't have any regrets. I've had some mistakes and challenges, gone up and down, but most of the last 25 years I've been just like this. Now, it was not all smooth. I went through some ups and downs, but as you start to develop your emotional stability, you live in recovery and sobriety, you let go of anxiety, and you start to be a lot more in a relaxed focus, then you start to create a different type of attractor factor. That's what's going to allow you to live your dreams. The contractors that show up, the builders, the vendors, the teammates, the soulmates, the people you really start to create this win-win relationship, because they become important factors in your dream, because you're going to require other people to facilitate certain aspects so you can live a dream. The architect who's going to build your house, the concrete contractor who will build your driveway, the dream car, the salesman who's going to sell you that car, then you're going to have insurance brokers, you're going to have a financial planner. I mean, you're going to require some real people skills, and this isn't something that overwhelms you. This is a situation that you relax into, and you're going to require financial planners to assist you with your dreams. I have top-tier people that represent me. I have a fee-only broker, I have insurance agents, attorneys. I mean, I learned all these skills. I'm from a small town in Iowa. I didn't learn this in high school. I didn't learn it in college. I didn't learn it from my parents. I learned it from me owning a business. And it wasn't tiptoeing quietly through life. And it wasn't carrying a big stick. It was just like doing what I knew what to do and learned what to do. And it was very systematic. It was very methodical, very disciplined. And it wasn't that difficult. And every one of you can do it because I did it. And I mean, you can become, if this is what you want, that's up to you. If you want to be a self-made millionaire, or you want to be able to create a lifestyle, or you want to be able to live your dreams, then it's going to come from creativity, innovation, simple discipline, common sense, and then scaling your consciousness, raising your consciousness up, separating yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt, moving away from anxiety, fear, and doubt, moving right here in the present, and starting to develop a communication style that's conducive to living your dreams. So there's clarity in your dreams, there's a vision in your dreams, and then there's reality in your dreams. Now, I've had people go, oh my God, we're going to crush this business, and we're going to live in La Jolla, California. And I'm like, really? Is that really going to happen? Because meaning that, do you really have a plan? Or is this a dream or a pipe dream? Or is it a pipe bomb? I mean, there's a level of realism. And in the realism, you require the vehicle. You require the centrifugal energy. You require the reality to be able to live your dreams. And if you don't have the action plan, it's not going to happen. Dreams don't happen because you wish them. Dreams happen because you achieve them. Dreams are achievements. Dreams don't happen because your dream girl shows up. Your dream girl, your dream man, or whatever it is you're looking for is going to happen because you've earned it. It's the person you become. So that man or woman you're looking for, they're going to show up because you attract them. And that's going to be the simple discipline of separating your feelings from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Being comfortable with yourself. Being able to deserve the dreams. One of the biggest challenges with dreaming is many people, their mouth says they want the dream, but their body reacts to it because they're not sure if they're good enough. So they're in this mixed message, I want, but I'm not sure. I'd like to, but I'm not sure. And someone recently said to me, I'd feel selfish if I, well, that's how many people are. They're in this contradiction. They want, but they feel selfish. And that's because of their dialogue with money, receiving, asking, deserving is not conducive to the creation of it. And if you're not willing to step into that process and be able to live the let go process of anxiety, fear, and doubt and the events that shape the feelings, then you're going to have challenges. I recently coached a woman who had been through a lot of challenges in her childhood, broken home, many, many situations she'd been up and down. I said, you know, a lot of us have been through that. I said, I can really relate to you. I've had some of these situations happen to me. I shared with her some of my rock bottoms. And a rock bottom sometimes can be liberating because there's nowhere to go but up. And rock bottom, sometimes you hit it and you go, whoa, the pain is great enough. Now, you don't require rock bottom. Rock middle is good enough. So if you're at rock middle today and you're not living your dreams, well, start the process today. It's never too late to start. Right now is good enough because you're good enough. But if you got penny, now this is a Jim Rohn quote, and I heard Jim Rohn say this live a few times in my early career. Jim Rohn used to say, if you have pennies in your pocket, zero in your bank account, creditors calling, you're way behind in your dream, it's time to change. So if that is you right now, you find yourself in a lot of liability debt, you don't have any money right now, you're not living in a dream house, you're paying rent, you're not driving the car you want to drive, you're not living the life you want to live, and you're not living in the city or state you want to live, well, now's the time to change. Not down the road, not when it's perfect, not after you attend the event, not when you're clean and sober, right now, right here, today. So this is, be very clear about something that inspires you. Have a vision of the outcome of that. Set short-term goals that you dream about. Find something that magnetizes you that will be the centrifugal energy, that will be the undertow that will pull you forward. And whatever it is, that's you. Personalize it. It's not make it about you, but it is about you. Let go of any guilt you have about dreaming. Let go of what anyone else is going to say about your dream. Don't share your dreams with people who aren't going to acknowledge them. Don't tell people these big stories of what you're going to accomplish. Don't talk to people who are dream stealers. Let these people go. Communicate with people who are in your energy. And also believe in your dream. You can't half-ass a dream. It requires the energy. It requires the resources to dream. It requires you to be in the now, in the know. And if you're not in that space, if you don't have dream consciousness, now is the day to really move into that space. So that means dream awareness, dream understanding, dream knowing, and dream belief. You believe in your dreams. Now, when you start to believe in them, you will do whatever is required to do that. Now, my man Matt Smith has been writing some great content in Sobriety Consciousness. Matt is the main admin for Sobriety Consciousness, and he has a great story of what he overcame. So if you get the opportunity, he wrote a really good article. It was more than a post. He wrote more like a blog in Sobriety Conscious yesterday about a dream that he realized really wasn't his dream, and now he's in the process of living his dream. So Matt, congratulations. I commend you for the man you are becoming. And I know some of you are going through some challenges right now, and you are in this process of reinventing yourself. I see on the Facebook Live here is TC Bradley. I see one of my very first mentorees, Derek Dukes. Derek was a basketball player at Dayton University, almost made the Utah Jazz. I remember mentoring Derek back in 1997, he wasn't even on my team. And then later I find out that Derek was a commentator on ESPN. Now, Derek played Division I. He didn't quite make it in the NBA, but he started to live his dream in other ways. I knew he had it in him back when he was a young man in his middle 20s. Derek, congratulations on living your dream. So I see many of you ringing in here this afternoon, so thank you very much. So that's right, Ray Thomas says you can't half-ass a dream. I'm a wordsmith. Thank you very much. So Giovanni Venzia, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. So I'm going to thank you for being here this afternoon. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. This is relatively short Facebook Live. I have a lot of production to do to realize my dreams. I'm going to show you a couple couple pictures of, I had four sports cards come in today that I've been dreaming. Here they were. 1966 Gale Sayers, that is a 1966 Philadelphia card. 1954 Topps Hank Aaron, a 57 Mantle Topps, and a 53 Mantle Topps. So those came in today. Those are some of my dreams. Those dreams are also assets. You also want to create dreams that are assets. Dream home, just certain things that really, really allow you to feel it. Sometimes your dreams can change. I once built a 58 Chris Craft Continental, and after a few years of owning it, I didn't have the same feeling about it. It was easy for me to let that boat go. I didn't care how much money I lost on it. It was a dream putting together, but it wasn't the dream being out on the water on it. So dreams can change. You have a great afternoon. Jeffrey Combs, love you. Have a great afternoon.